to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
Okay, Ralph, here we are back. This is Desi Andrews and Ralph Winterroad, and let's take Mike in Maryland, and then we'll get another lecture from Ralph. Mike?
Yeah, thank you very much. I actually got your station today for 3 hours during the afternoon, and I got it this evening for about 5 minutes. So I just have difficulty getting it, but I sold one of my AK-47s, so I'm going to try to buy me a computer here soon so I can get you all on the Internet. But I assume you and your guest, both the guest hosts here, both of you all are USA citizens now? You're citizens of the United States of America? You've gone through the whole rigmarole?
Yes, I am the person that started the Citizens of the United States of America. It's not an official organization. That is a de jure status of the people, so that then you can be domiciled in any of the several states, and with that status, you are also an American citizen, because that predates the Articles of Confederation.
Sure.
But the most important status is that if you are whatever one of the states, if you are one of the several states, you would become a citizen like of Texas, a citizen of the country, the land of Texas. It's citizen of Texas.
Do you have
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, well, okay, so then, because I've been thinking about this for a long time.
Can't hear you, Mike.
I'm sorry. I've been thinking about doing the USA route for a long time, but it's not the kind of thing to jump in half-heartedly. Do you have, like, a book or a roadmap that I can follow that can get me going on this?
Well, let me tell you what we're doing here. As I've been doing the research, and there's I have finally now found somebody in Alaska that can put together DVDs, and I have somebody that will back the financing of it, and I have the computer and the software. So we're going to start putting together DVDs and the backup documentation for this, because I have been very reluctant to just go out and give, you know, we want to give people hope, because there's hope. And the reason why we don't do anything, just like in the Bible, might be perish for the lack of knowledge. We don't have the knowledge. Well, we've got the knowledge, but also is to offer solutions that people then can do for themselves. So we can start taking our republic back. Like, number one, not be a registered voter as a citizen of the United States.
Can't be.
And then we get a class of people and say, hey, there's discrimination here because we're citizens of the United States of America, and I'm domiciled in Texas or wherever, and I'm a citizen of Texas, and by damn, where do we go vote?
We have no place where we can cast our ballot.
And we do not want to be registered voters. We want to be qualified electors.
Mm-hmm.
Because anytime you register, you surrender, just like you register at college. You've agreed to abide by whatever the college campus folks say.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question, because I've been out of the loop for RBN for quite a while. But y'all did have a guest, a host on here. I think his name was Chris Wells or something like that. He had the book I ordered from LostHorizons.com that gets you out of not paying your taxes. And he was going to write a book about how to do this. But I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Well, everybody's going to write a book, and I don't know that man personally, but.
but he's been a host on here for a while, but I can't think of his name. But let me ask you a question, because I don't want to take up too much time. I heard this a while back, but there's a website, and it's in Delaware, and it's a long kind of convoluted website that actually lists the governmental agencies that are focused.
We can't hear you again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
There's a website in Delaware that actually lists the governmental agencies that are corporatized, and somebody told me what it was, you know, but I was driving and couldn't
write
it down.
You can just put in agencies of the United States, and it'll come up, or you can go to the CIA website and find all that stuff.
Well, you want to be real careful, because I have a license for the Alaska State Troopers. I had a business license for the United States of America, United States. I just went down and did it to prove it can be done. It absolutely can be done.
Okay, after the break.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, and as they say, Ralph, here's John. It's really Desi Andrews and Ralph Winterode. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443, and we're talking about this slave planet. But there is hope. There are ways out. Okay, Ralph, we're on the plans.
Okay. In these plans, what's so astounding, again, is all of these contractual arrangements. Now, all of a sudden, I cannot get my hands on the state troopers, public safety ones with CSED, the Division of Elections through the governor's office, and they're saying, we're not providing anything else, and if you don't like it, take us to court. Because they know that these things are absolutely equivocally, this shows it's beyond treason. I've already done a citizen's arrest. Of course, I haven't got him dealt with yet, but I don't know why. I arrested him, did a citizen's arrest for belonging to a terrorist organization, the Alaska Bar, and I arrested him for acts of treason, allegedly treason, for his acts. And this is Judge Wolf. I'm going to be in front of him tomorrow again in the district court out there, and I'm going to go file on the federal side a quo warranto, and we'll have to work this up to the courts because there's really, as far as I can find, there's only one court left, and that's the Supreme Court of the United States, even though they all have the Form 61 employee affidavits, but that's the only court that exists because Congress can't get rid of it. They can't control it because it's outside the Constitution, or it's in the Constitution. So they
well,
have
you
no
better,
control.
You better hurry fast because it appears that Bush is fixing it where you can't. You won't do any good to go there anyway.
Well, that may be. But I'll tell you one of the other astounding things, because I've been doing injunctive relief stuff, and we've got them in the Fifth and the Ninth Circuit, several of them. And the defense that the quote, IRS uses coming through the Department of Justice is the Title 26, 7421, the Anti-Injunction Act.
Right.
And that's where Congress says you can't go in and get protection unless you can unequivocally prove that the government couldn't win. Now, why would I want to go to court if I can already prove that the government couldn't win? So what they've done is they basically provided me no remedy. And the only way they can control access to the courts under law and equity is if I'm outside the Constitution. Well, amazingly, the case that the title, the 26th Anti-Injunction Act, 7421, stands on is Enoch versus Williams Packing. It's called the Williams Packing Rule.
There's a nasty piece of work.
And that is at 370 U.S. 1. And I'll be posting that here. By the way, I have... You can go to my webpage, justbelly.com. It's spelled J-U-S and then bell, like you ring a bell, B-E-L-L-I.com. And there are three email lists that you can sign up on there. One just get news, another one's a chit-chat, another one's about IRS and chit-chat. But this particular case, the only defense that the government has is our provisional military government.
Or those agencies.
They always want to use 7421. Well, guess what 7421 is sitting on? 7421 is sitting on the Williams Packing Rule, and the Williams Packing Rule is sitting unequivocally on the Social Security and the unemployment.
Tell me it isn't so.
Tell me it's not so. And we can unequivocally prove that that is the Social Security, because it's actually the FICA and the unemployment tax. Is sitting outside the Constitution. So here we have, I am receiving a benefit. And it's all sitting outside the Constitution. And what's the court doing ruling on it? Well, because nobody brings up the right issue. But that is a jugular. So I'm working on assembling all of the cases now to kill the 7421 argument and put it in the new injunction that I'm going to be doing, and proprietary injunction for people that want to tangle with the IRS and get rid of their liens.
Well, the thing that kills me is all the name-calling. For instance, when you first put up an injunction into the court, the U.S. attorney came back and said, oh, you didn't claim that he wasn't a U.S. citizen. So then you claimed he wasn't a U.S. citizen, and now they come back and they don't even go to that issue. They just absolutely call him a taxpayer.
Yeah, well, they have two things. They always want to call you a taxpayer, but they have two defenses left to the injunctive relief that we're working on. Number one, they want to try to do sanctions against you. Well, the sanctions, we looked that up, and they can't do sanctions unless it's, you have not done any research and it's not based in law, or it's done to delay the whole process. Well, the information that we're using is not delay, and it's all backed on their public records. So that has gone nowhere. The other defense they always use in all of these when you actually go heads up with them is a 7421 defense. Well, that little defense is going to be, we agree with you 100%. If I were a citizen, if I were receiving a benefit and I were a citizen of the United States and I had surrendered my constitutionally secured rights, which, by the way, have to be on the record, which they aren't, you would be 100% right. But I don't live there, folks. That's not me, and you can truthfully say I do not have a Social Security number in my true name. Reason being, I always want to be able to prove these. In the Oxford's Unabridged Dictionary, you can go in and look up Christian name, and it's two pronouns, and pronouns, the first letter is always capitalized. That's under the definition of pronoun. So you have two Christian names and one family name. So I have a public document that I'm relying upon for my status. And that's not me. And you always notice when they use the initial,
no,
there's no period after.
Right, ever.
And same thing on the voter. Go look at your voter pools or voter registration stuff. When you go down there and look at it and look at the little computer printout, there's no periods because they can't do it. It's against trademark laws to use somebody's name without their permission.
Okay, let's take the call from John in New York. John?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call. Very interesting, very interesting. I'm very impressed. Your website again, justbelly.com?
Yes, uh-huh. It means law of war in Latin.
Okay.
So waging war on the people.
Interesting. I've got a unique situation where, I don't know if you've heard of my case or not, and I'm not fighting the sovereign fight per se, but I'm fighting where I've taken and shown the compartmentalization and the partnerships between the insurance companies, the banks, the regulators, the universities, and where they've all coerced and lied. And I've got it proven. And so now, like, I have, like, Cornell University changing laboratory work and withholding it from court, and which, again, number one, they're a contract laboratory and they're coercing fraud. And yet Cornell is, if I called in for a FOIL and they returned me down on it, and, you know, they're a legal lawyering college, they're a medical college, and they're also a agricultural college, so they have a handle on everything. And but I've got them coercing and lying in about six different ways. And so anyhow, in the interim of all this, I'm sticking it back in their face, and they don't know what to do with me. And,
well, the bottom line is, see, those, first of all, those Cornell, all these colleges, they got their hand in the federal till money.
Oh, right, right. Well, it still makes them a partnership with the federal government because they're taking their money, and then again, it's like they say, oh, they don't have to meet a FOIL. Well, wait a minute, they're taking federal money.
Well, if you've gotten a court case, they sure as hell have to answer discovery.
And, well, anyhow, they supplied discovery to my opposition, but not to me, but I just happened to catch them on Christmas Eve this year. And because they're trying to be nice on the paperwork, on the FOIL, and they reject it and say they don't have to give me a FOIL again for the third time, but if you just ask for it, we'll give it to you. Well, I showed up on their doorstep with a skeleton crew on Christmas Eve, and it really wasn't quite a skeleton crew, but they didn't know what to do with me. And since I had the paperwork saying they could open the case to me, they gave me my file. I didn't get it all, but I got enough to hang them.
Well, that's great.
So anyhow, it's just what my opinion is, it's one thing to be sovereign, and I appreciate everybody should be going sovereign, but we don't have enough going sovereign, so it's my discernment in a way is that because you can step away, it stops a fight where they just forget about you almost. I mean, they're not really addressing the issue. That's the other thing I've got is the 37 Farm Bill has like a one-page document that distinctly tells you it's the 37 Farm Bill. And so now if you go back to the 33 IRS bill, where is it? You know, I mean, you're getting in the same paperwork trail. Now, where's your paperwork that has one-page thing that says we're due to the IRS?
Well, it sounds like you're really following down the rabbit trail. That's good work. And thanks for your call, John.
Right,
appreciate
you
calling in.
Well, this is the issue that people need to be doing, and you might want to envision it as an hourglass. Every time one person fights them, takes out, refuses the benefit, refuses a benefit, that's one more grain of sand out of the hourglass. And they've got it set up to keep filling the hourglass. And if we start leaving, just take out one benefit at a time, because you can't, we're not going to turn this thing around tomorrow. I mean, this thing has taken a long time to get in place, and it's just not going to happen overnight. But this child custody issue is going to explode in their faces with people getting these cooperative agreements because they are knowingly screwing up people's families and lives and taking property, knowing that they have a financial interest in the outcome.
I want to go over the state plan in Texas for child support. But, Lewis, if you will take your call if you're going to be short. Lewis?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Hi.
Just jumping back on what Ralph was saying about we're under the military.
Uh-huh.
That's true in every state. Look at the state statute books or real quick at the cover titles. In Washington, RCW 38 is entitled Militia and Military Affairs, and it has a subsection in it that says every agency of the state is under the direct control and supervision of the military. And that's consistent with Ralph's research on the Reconstruction Acts, where the Reconstruction Act said the general principle where the military is subservient or, you know, inferior to the civil authority is now hereby reversed, placing the civil under the authority of the military. And that's why in your motor vehicle code, you look at the motor vehicle code, it says when the cops turn on their lights, it says you have a duty to stop, because every male between the ages of 18 and 45 is presumed to be in the militia.
Right.
Unless you have a religious exemption. So people between 18 and 45 need to go claim that religious exemption and file an affidavit of non-military status.
Okay, thanks, Louis. We've got to go to the break. Thanks for calling.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Okay, here we are back. This is Desi Andrews with Ralph Winterow today. Louis, you're still on the line? Louis, by the way, it was me with the reconstruction, not Ralph. Hello? Huh? Oh, he's gone. Excuse me. Well, Louis, if you're listening, that was my research. I just thought I'd clear that up. Okay, Ralph, go ahead. Ralph?
Yes.
All right, then I'll talk.
Yeah, I was just going to make a comment here about the Williams. I mean, this Williams packing case, this is so unbelievable. They put these holdings or these statements in these Supreme Court cases, and you just... When you see what's going on, they're talking about here about if they would take this. This was about fishermen, and he had some people working on it to go out with the boats.
Oh, that's a horrible case.
And what they said in this, that the issue is here, it said its failure to do so, excuse me, that a suit may not be entertained merely because collection would cause irreparable injury, such as the ruination of a taxpayer's enterprise. So they're saying that even though you have, there's no reparable injury, there's no way to stop this, even though it's totally going to destroy your business. But you can always, after your business is destroyed, go back after the tax is paid and try to get it back. But you won't have no business.
Yeah, you won't have any place to go from. Yeah, that's it says it in that case. That's an ugly, ugly case. Ugly.
Well, if irreparable injury has no standing, injunctions has no standing, there's no equity.
No, there's no equity.
So there's no law then either, because the bottom line is that's the purpose of an injunction, because we have several powerful things that we can do. Habeas corpus with no jurisdiction. We have the injunctions on the civil side to stop you doing something without law before you totally damage me. It's called irreparable injury. And then we have the writ of quo warranto to fire these suckers that do not have the requisite oath as officers of the United States, as public officers of Texas. They don't have the civil commissions. That is our. Those are the things. And then they're supposed to be bonding by the. It's a performance bond to obey the law and enter their office and do the duties. And they don't have official bonds of their assets, not of the state's,
but
their assets.
But that case, Williams, the packing case, dealt with Social Security taxes and unemployment taxes, and that's what it said. Too bad, you know. We decided you have to pay up whether you thought you did or not, and it doesn't matter. There won't be an injunction against you because.
They didn't care that he wasn't going to have a business. Go ahead and pay up, and that's just tough.
Yeah, they could show that it would ruin the business, and they said, oh, well, too bad, you owe the debt.
Yeah, so if irreparable injury has no standing, then we have no injunctive power.
Right, we have no remedy or protection is what that boils down to.
That's a wake-up call that we're outside constitutional protection.
Right, when it deals with unemployment taxes or Social Security taxes.
Yep.
I wanted to say a little bit about an interagency, the interagency plan that my bird dogs, I have some wonderful people that run out and grab up everything. They couldn't do what I do without all these people that help. But they went down and snagged from the Office of Court Administration an interagency plan between the Office of Court Administration and the Attorney General of Texas. And this deals with Title IV funding, which under Title 42, which has to do with child support. So any of you men out there, and it's generally men, I'm not being racist, but it's generally men who get nailed on this. If you get behind in your child support, or you say, I don't get to see my children, I want to have custody of my kids, or I want to be able to see my kids, and they say, too bad, it's just like that Williams Packing case, they say, too bad, so sad. We don't get paid for the custody issue, but we do get paid for the child support. So pay up or go to jail. And I've often wondered how they could put anybody in jail for a debt, but the reason they can do that is because they presume that you are in this corporation or under their agency, and you work for them, and they can do anything they want with the employees. It's equivalent to being in the Army, and the military tells you to go out and peel potatoes, and you say, no, I really don't want to, and they say, well, here's what you get for not peeling potatoes. It's exactly the same thing, because they presume you to be subject to the agency. So what happens in Texas is that the Office of Court Administration is composed of several regions, And the administrative law judges of those regions appoint X number of associate judges. They have absolutely no judicial power at all. This is purely administrative. Then the associate judges are sent out summons to anybody that appears to be behind in child support. And the Office of Court Administration, well, the Attorney General actually, rents the courtroom, so it appears to be judicial, but it's not. It's purely administrative. And the summons has no force and effect because to summons you to that meeting has no force and effect because it's purely administrative. So they summons you to this meeting. The associate judge who's paid, she only gets 5% of her salary from the Attorney General directly, but still. The attorney in there is the assistant attorney general. So the attorney general rents the court, hires the staff to render a judgment in favor of the attorney general. And that's what's going on in that interagency agreement. And that, my dear boys and girls, is not good.
Oh, that's just us.
What?
That's just us.
Yeah, that's just us. And so then because it's purely an administrative decision, the associate judge just determines that you've been bad and you're behind in your child support. So he or she puts in a recommendation to the district judge, who's supposed to be judicial, and that's the one that sends you to jail.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeah.
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Well, welcome back. This is Desi Andrews and Ralph Winterroad, and we're talking about mostly Social Security, the El Slavo system. Arthur in Tennessee, what have you got to say?
Hi. I am inspired to hear that Ralph has made a civil citizen's arrest. That's great.
Yeah, well, I've done it
Ralph
to a
does
judge.
That a lot.
I've done that in judges, in open court, and I have never yet won to threaten me with contempt or anything, because the only question before the court is, I have the documents, and is that your signature, sir?
Well, I'm hopeful that aid and abet police and military and Jack McClam will saddle up and make a civil citizen's arrest of a U.S. senator or U.S. House of Representatives official. Apparently there's a FBI agent that's got some goods on pedophiles, sex, prostitution rings that are high levels of government. And Staff Miller has asked that anyone who can be helpful to Jack help get him moving. And I'm hopeful that you'll bring that to his attention also, and I hope to be able to encourage him in that regard. Civil citizen's arrest, and then Of course, turn them over to a lawful, provable government, such as those that Ed Waller and Stat Miller are talking about. I believe there's one extant in South Carolina. There's a move to put the Texas Republic back together. And this way, if these FBI agents, policemen, and whatnot will make a civil citizen's arrest, then they can be turned over to a lawful, provable government, and we can move forward from there concurrently. Now, if the extant U.S. government is terrorist of the nature that Hamas presently is toward Israel, then it would be, as Bush would say, hard to deal with them. So I'm hopeful that these treasonous, tyrannical U.S. officials will not act in a terroristic way towards this FBI agent that Jack McClam spoke of. Continue to make your arrests, sir. Godspeed.
Yeah, well, I tell you what we really need is we need to have a sheriff, because the sheriff is the highest form of law enforcement that we technically have in a constitutional republic. And if some of these sheriffs would finally get off their duffs and do their job, go out and you can't start arresting citizens, arrest people at the top, but you got to start somewhere and start arresting some of these people for violations of the law, because the law is there. But they just don't want to go there. Everybody is, fear works great. It's always worked. We create the fear problem, then we create the remedy. And that's what they're doing. And people will sell their freedom, which is their birthright, for perceived safety. And all they're doing is going deeper and deeper into a situation and to where they're absolute slaves to the system.
That, yeah, that's amazing. I believe for, well, I still believe a lot of people would do things, but they would do something, but they don't know what to do. And, you know, the more we research, the closer we're getting to remedies and answers. I believe that we have a number of remedies and answers now. And, you know, soon I think they'll spread out to the general populace. And I really do think people will take advantage of them. I think people have had it.
Well, I can say with the Internal Revenue Service, I mean, they just put Dr. Ward Dean down in Florida in jail, and, of course, Irwin Smith, a shift, and some of these other people. But the bottom line is that the IRS is the collection arm for a benefit, and they want you to fund a benefit. So I'm supposed to volunteer for a benefit, and then somehow you think you're going to put me in jail for not paying for a benefit of which I didn't even know that I was strapped in, unbeknownst to me, that I had no constitutionally secured rights. And this is the issue why, well, like with the IRS, what they do there is they get people to sign these documents, regardless of what they are. They go into the public forum, and they tell on all these different court cases. You go into any of the court cases, you will look and see where the lawyers, because they always want to represent you, because we don't have counselors at law anymore. And they will stipulate under Rule 806 and 902 that these business records that were only prima facie now come back as true. So we have an absolute lie going in under your signature comes back as evidence. How do you think you're going to win in court when you just made a lie? You just got around and signed off that the lie is the truth.
Well, you know, our friend Jack was summoned to a grand jury. They're investigating a friend of his. And the U.S. attorney called him the other day and said, went over some of the stuff, and Jack said, well, you know, I don't know what benefit you think I'll be to you or what you think I'll say, but if you want me to tell the grand jury the truth, I'll be happy to. You know, there is no taxing statute. And the guy said, oh, yeah? And he said, well, if there is, would you tell me what it is? And the guy said, I don't know of one. He said, but it doesn't really matter to me because I put people in jail anyway.
That's about it.
Yep.
Well, if people, as soon as we get the knowledge out, and we get some of these get people to start banding together and stand and assert your rights, then we can get our republic back.
Okay, we've got 20 minutes left in the program. The number is 800-313-9443. Well, you know, after watching this, you know, I love children absolutely more than life itself, and I just can't bear these interagency agreements. And so I'm going to make my drive in the next year to make child support equal with custody. And the reason that's never upheld is because the interagency plan here in Texas says that for every dollar that goes through the registry of the court, in other words, everything that the attorney general can entice some portion to pay through the registry of the court or to whoever they say it has to go. The Attorney General gets 1.5 or 1.6%. I mean, times that returned. So that's how they fund themselves. They fund themselves off the back of fathers that never see their children and children that never see their fathers, and it's a sad and serious thing. So I want to make it a point to, and I think there are enough people out there that we can put some pressure on these bums and equate child support, payment of child support, with visitation.
Well, I can tell you one thing that has a tremendous effect on legislators, and I put together posters, not wanted posters. I put together posters of the truth of some, the dastardly things that they were doing. I even did one on the governor that he was a domestic terrorist, along with the site Osama bin Laden as an international terrorist, regardless of whether he's behind anything or not. And the governor went right through the roof. And I said, sir, I understand that I'm sure that this is not true. So on the back here, I have an affidavit under the penalties of perjury that this is true and correct, that what I said is all a lie. And all you have to do is sign under the penalties of perjury, which, by the way, is a felony if once you sign this. And I have a notary public, and I'll even pay you $1,000 for your signature. And he wouldn't sign. I said, well, then so be it. Why won't you sign? That was the end of that subject, because when I first started doing this, in today's world, you got to be very, very careful, because any sort of a perceived threat, here comes Homeland Security or something, and the first legislative meeting is shut down by impeaching a legislator, well, then they tried to prosecute me for threatening that person. So I came up with the idea, well, I will put an affidavit in option. I will offer you money, and I have a notary here, and all you do is sign up, and I'll cease and desist, and I'll do a public apology. So what's the problem?
Yeah, so you covered yourself on the back.
Absolutely, and I never threaten anybody. And I really recommend that anybody that's doing the Internal Revenue stuff, do not write threatening letters to the banks to tell
never.
Them not to take your property, not to do this stuff. Do not do that, because the next thing you know, they'll get you for interfering with the administration of the tax laws. And if you're a doctor or you're high enough on the food chain or something, then they will come after you.
Okay, we've got Ben in Alaska. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, fine, thank you. I enjoy your show.
Good.
Thanks for the email, Des. My cranium stretched. But anyway, you know, I wrote a letter to the Social Security Administration about 2 or 3 years ago requesting that my application be, returned for fraud. And they sent me a letter, very finely made, you know, like this is made especially for Ben, and it showed all the benefits and anything. It didn't say anything. They did not give me any answer about, we can't do this, or we can, or we can't take you out of the system. So
they just showed you how good it looked, huh?
Yeah. They just sent the letter, a brochure, and at the very top it says especially made for. You know, printed for, and
how sweet.
So now that I know a little bit more, thanks to your people's research, this so-called request can be further accomplished.
Well, we're going to get the hang of it just real soon, aren't we, Ralph?
Well, yeah. Where are you in Alaska, Ben?
I'm in Fairbanks. I talked to you out of Palmer not too long ago.
Yeah, what's the temperature in Fairbanks today?
Minus 43, according to my...
Excuse me, Ben.
We must be in the banana belt, huh? 12 below and you're 40-something, huh?
It's 62 degrees here, above zero.
I'm Eskimo. I can handle it up to 0 degrees, but minus 43, that's when I quit being Eskimo.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, we'll see you. Thank you.
Don't freeze your nose, Ben. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Nicholas in Austin. Nicholas?
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
How are y'all doing today?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Listen, I'm calling with a few questions regarding employment and dealing with the forms that so-called new employees are required to fill out when you get a new job. And my first question has to do with, how can a man get a job without using a social security number when he signs up?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a guy from Taco Bell did it, but really what's going to have to be done, and I'm going to be taking on, because I had the largest privately held telephone interconnect up here, and they decided to put in some 1099s, and the only way we're going to get that turned around is to have a job of which they denied you the right to do the job based on you wouldn't supply a social security number and participate and take the suckers to court.
It's not easy.
Not an easy road to hoe, but I'm telling you what, we've got the research now. It's probably a couple weeks out yet, but I'm going to have this injunction done, so we'll do injunctions, and we're going to start going to the court of claims to get people's money back.
Right.
Using their public records, their public stuff, saying, no, here's your stuff. We just learned how to read it, folks.
Right. That's a toughie.
But it is not an easy road to hoe, because that's the issue, is you can't get it. You want to go to the bank account. Well, you got to have a business license. They've got to have a social security number. They've got a taxpayer ID number. You got to have birth certificates. You got to have driver's licenses. Everything's got that social slave number tied somewhere behind the system.
And these agencies have done a wonderful job of coming out and briefing all of these employers and banks and institutions and everything about what they have to have.
What was your next question?
Well, I guess I might just skip ahead in thought here. I have a list of acceptable documents that I receive from an employer, and it looks like you can either use one of about 12 different or 11
right.
different documents.
One from column A and two from column B and C.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But in the first column, it says that you can use a U.S. passport.
Even expired, uh-huh.
Or else you can use a foreign passport with an I-551 stamp. What does that mean?
I don't know. I would assume that's your alien stamp.
This is something that you have gotten from an employer?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's standard, Ralph. They get that I-9 form.
Well, I have
pretty
not
standard.
Seen what he's talking about, so I would sure be interested to. Do you have a scanner?
It's real simple. They have those I-9 forms. I'll send you one, Ralph.
Oh, I-9. Oh, yeah, I know. Okay.
Yeah, it's an I-9 form.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you have a passport, that's sufficient. And then the others, you have to have two of those.
So are you saying that if you have a passport that you don't necessarily have to give them your Social Security number?
No, it's just the one from column A, which is a passport. So you only have to give them a passport that satisfies that requirement. That's really only for illegals. That's not for you.
Hmm. Yeah.
That requirement is for illegals.
That's only for illegal aliens?
Yeah.
That's absolutely true.
The second one you're saying. Okay.
I-9 is for illegal aliens.
Right. Aliens, just not illegal aliens. We're using the wrong word there.
Right. Legal aliens.
Yeah.
It's for aliens.
For aliens. That's the only one that's for, but employers don't understand that, and they've been told to get that from everybody.
If you go look at the regulations and the statute to support it, it's all about aliens.
Yeah, that's all.
If I could just ask one other question, I'm going to have to let y'all go because I need to get off. But I'm wondering if it makes a difference on either an I-9 form or a W-4, which, you know, employers also ask you to fill out, if you write down without recourse or scratch out where it says, I attest under penalty of perjury. Does that make any kind of difference in the significance of that form when you fill it out?
Well, I don't know. Anytime you start signing something that's got true and correct or under penalties of perjury, that stuff, I don't know. You know, the thing is what really should be happening is you are not an employee. You have a right to work for property called money.
Right.
And you have the right to do that without being forced to accept a benefit that may or may not be there. And in the process, when you step over that line, it's infiltrated every part of your whole life.
But that's the way it is right now. And we're just working really hard to get around that. But it's tough right now. There are no magic
answers.
And when you do that, that's what people don't understand, because these notices of federal tax lien, the IRS will write a letter to the bank, because when you're outside the Constitution, they don't have to have judgments. They just send a letter, and we all do it because they honor. You'll see the word honor. We've seen that in the courts when we've taken them to task. The banks, we've got a very large bank right now in the Ninth Circuit, and they honor. Well, honor and dishonor is commercial. That has to do with checks.
Uh-huh.
That's a commercial term. Why? What happened to the judgment? Well, when you have a Social Security number and you're sitting outside, you have refused to volunteer to pay for the benefits that you are supposed to be receiving, may or may not receive.
So, Nicholas, you just have to do the best you can. Sorry we don't have better answers for you.
Well, I really appreciate the conversation that is being addressed today, and I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Let's go to Putney. We've got in Michigan. We've got four callers on the line, but we'll try to get through them before we end. Go ahead, Putney.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. I got a bit of a cold, but everybody up here does.
Can you hang on till we get through the break?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thanks.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Well, we're back. This is Desi Andrews and Ralph Winterode. And, Ralph, you didn't get to see Christine, but you got to hear her. Did that do anything for you?
Absolutely.
All right. So, Putney, where were we?
ask each of you the same question initially, and that is this. Have you either of you read the Armand Kondo letter by George Mercier and what merit you might feel it deserves?
Well, I'm familiar with Invisible Contracts, and I think that there's a lot of merit in that. I think we should be aware of all invisible contracts, but that's exactly what we're talking about here with the Social Security business.
But it's not a contract.
What? No. They considered an invisible contract.
I know, but it may be considered, but it's not a contract. It won't stand the course. Not an insurance policy. It's a benefit. It's rights created against the sovereign.
Yeah, but the point of invisible contracts by George Mercier is that they wipe the floor with you because behind the scenes they consider they have invisible contracts. That's just the name of it, Ralph.
Yeah, I'm aware of
it. I know. Yeah, no, but no, Ralph's right. There are no contracts. There are benefits, and they presume.
All right.
I think it's a good reference.
Then, based on that, is a person obliged to comply with those if he's entered into them unknowingly?
Because they can't hold it to a contract. See, they hold the states in because it's a 418 or 218 agreement. I forget.
218.
218 they've signed. But see, we haven't signed one. How they hook us is because the person that we think we want to go to work for, or if we want to, quote, do it ourselves, we go get a business license. That's how they hook us into the system. It's through the business license. But you are not compelled to surrender your constitutionally secured rights and participate in a benefit program of which you are a third-party beneficiary.
And so the sooner you find out about that, the sooner you can stop.
All right.
Anything? Well, what?
No, I was going to say thank you very much.
Thank you, Patney. Thanks for calling. Elizabeth in Michigan. We're whipping right through here, Elizabeth.
Yes, I wanted to ask, when you claim your rights in the courtroom, when you're dealing with an interagency, At what time? The information I have is to do it as quickly as possible. Now, is that when a police officer takes you in? And can you declare it in writing with an affidavit?
You could do that. The best way to do these things, if you really want to get down to it, is when the policeman pulls you over, you say, am I under arrest? He'll say no. You say, am I free to go? He'll say no. You invoke your constitutionally secured rights at that point for assistance to counsel, because at that point a constitutional seizure has happened, and from that point on they have no evidence.
Okay. Then it also, the information I have says to declare your rights and then demand a Article 3 judge.
Well, that would be nice, but there aren't any. You can always ask if it's a court of judicial character.
Yeah, but there aren't any down at the state level.
Right.
There's no, Article 3 only has to do with the Constitution of the United States.
Okay.
But
yeah.
You have no public officers at anywhere in the United States that I'm aware of. They just don't exist. They might, but if you look...
They can't, because there's nobody to elect them.
No, well, that's right.
Okay.
There isn't anybody to elect them, because everybody's a citizen of the United States.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. David in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, hello. I know it's late. I just wanted to bring up the... issue of obtaining a passport as a state citizen that does not have a Social Security number.
I don't know about getting one, but I can tell you one thing, that the passport is controlled under the state plan, so therefore it is controlled by something that is unconstitutional and a benefit. It's in the state plan, and if you don't pay, they can pull your passport, they can take your driver's license, they take occupational licensing.
Yes, you can get a passport without a Social Security number.
How about we address that on the next time you're on the show next week?
Okay, that'd be great.
Hey, thank you very much.
Bobby, can we get yours in before the music? Hurry.
I understand that Jennings at one time said that his contract with Social Security, or that it was a contract, because he's got the original document. Have y'all heard about that?
No.
Not a contract, guaranteed.
No, it's not a contract.
Okay, the other thing I have is we stamp on the back of our checks, or my wife... My wife says, deposit for credit on account or exchange for non-redeemable.
Right, right. That's good. That's good. Thank you.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA.
proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.